In John chapter 3, bear with me because I'm going to read some of this from John chapter 3, and the lesson will not necessarily come specifically from John chapter 3, but I'll explain as I go along. I'll begin reading in verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's only begotten or one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. I want to read one other passage real quick and then tell you where we're going. This is from the ending of Matthew chapter 28, starting in verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." Now, one thing that I would say in the beginning here is that God is in the people business. After all, he created us. So we can say without hesitation that God is in the people business. He created us in his image. We're different from animals. We're different from the skunk that resides under your porch that you might like to reside elsewhere. That's a little inside joke, because there are some folks here who have had a skunk or some skunks residing under their front porch. I'm not necessarily sure that that's altogether a bad thing. But anyway, you have no problem having those critters removed. There's a difference between you and the skunk. I have two dogs, and I understand full well there's a difference between me and the dogs. One of them in particular, if I didn't watch, would eat my food and be looking for more. There's a difference. I share with them on occasion, but you understand. I read two passages of Scripture to you from John chapter 3 and then from Matthew chapter 28. And you might recall another passage of Scripture, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that says that God does not desire that any perish, but that all to come to repentance. What I'm trying to say is that when you look at the Scripture, you see that God is indeed in the people business. God's grace has been manifested to all. The grace of God that brings salvation has been made known or manifested to all people. So my question is, what business are we in? By virtue of the Scriptures and the thoughts that I've presented thus far, this puts us in the people business too. Now, we're all different. Some people don't like other people. But I'm trusting that you do. This might be off the subject a little bit or on the subject, I don't know, but how many of you remember writing letters? Some of you still write a letter on occasion, I know that. But how many of you remember letter writing? Now, maybe I'll date some of you just a little bit, but how many of you here would be willing to say that you conducted a courtship by letter? I did. And I married somebody else. Okay, now, some of you are awake, I can tell that. What I'm talking about is the business of communication. Probably many of you here are connected by virtue of a cell phone or internet or whatever. You're connected. But what you know, listen carefully, what you know is that we are probably the most connected, disconnected people of all time. We can sit down and we can communicate by cell phone or by over the internet, and we can talk to anyone and everyone and ramble on and on and on and say nothing. But how many of you can sit down and have a conversation with someone? You might find, I'm talking about in person. I'm sorry I had to clarify that, but I'm talking about in person. It's difficult for us at times. Now, the business of being in the people business, I'm going to talk this morning about one aspect of that. One aspect of that. It involves the business of communication. Now, from my perspective, I think it's very good that you can communicate with people all over the world, and you can have a phone call from someone in California, and they might call at the wrong time, but anyway, because they don't understand the time difference or whatever. But it's good. The ability to communicate with people around the world is good. And again, you may well be able to connect with someone and share the gospel with someone on the other side of the world. And that would be a good thing. But what I'm going to talk about this morning has more to do with us here and the people that we come in contact day in and day out. Listen. Listen. Listen to people. Take time to hear what they're saying. Do not imagine that our God is a God who is far away. One thing that you pick up on, one thing that you learn from reading through the Psalms is that God listened. One psalm in particular, Psalm 6, you can take a look at that if you like. I won't take the time to read it. But what you find in Psalm 6 is David calling out to God and God listening. Can you listen? Can you listen for just a little while? When Jesus was in the garden, and I believe this is in Matthew chapter 26, you recall that he, prior to his arrest, his betrayal and arrest, he took the disciples with him out into the garden in outside of Jerusalem, and then he took Peter, James, and John a little bit further, and he asked them to wait. And he went just a little bit further and prayed. And he came back and he found them asleep. They were weary. They didn't know what lay ahead for their master. I know this was not listening, this was waiting. But they fell asleep. Have you ever been talking with someone and you thought they were listening to you, and suddenly their eyes became heavy and you, well, I'm wasting my breath trying to talk. Doesn't make you feel very good at all, does it? Listen. One thing that professionals will tell you is that if someone wants to tell you something that's important to them, they'll try once, twice, and maybe possibly three times. And if you don't hear them, if you aren't listening, that's it. That door of opportunity closes, and they will never open that door again for you. Do you think listening is important? Do you think listening to people is important? Now, hold it. Hold your tongue. Have you ever wondered why James was inspired to spend so much time talking about the tongue? We use it and we misuse it with eternal consequences. I'm going to ask a personal question. Are you a gossip? I hope that everyone here is saying, nope, not me. Really? I think I wrote this wrong, but what I wrote was, the temptation to tell what you have heard reveals much about who you are. I think the point is, when we tell, and maybe this wasn't off the wall, when we tell or feel compelled to tell what we have heard, that reveals very much about who we are. When in doubt, don't. Simply put, if you don't want people repeating what you say to them, then don't repeat what they say to you. It's very simple. It's very basic and fundamental. How patient are you? This may appear a little bit disjointed, but bear with me. In the Old Testament, God called Moses to lead Israel out of Egypt and eventually to the Promised Land. Moses didn't make it to the Promised Land, but one of the things that Moses did was, for a period of time, he would station or position himself in a particular place. And all day long, people would come to him with their problems, and he would listen and he would give judgment. Of all people, Moses' father-in-law, he went by two names, either Jethro or Reuel, but Moses' father-in-law, I believe, was sent by God to Moses to give him a little advice. Basically, his advice was, Moses, you're going to wear yourself out with listening. Now, it may sound as though I'm talking about two different things, that I'm conflicting myself and telling us that we need to be open to people, we need to be listening to people, and then to tell you that Moses was told by his father-in-law, you're listening too much, you're doing too much listening. Fact of the matter is, his father-in-law, Jethro, could see some things that Moses perhaps didn't see. And he simply told him, this is too much. This is going to wear you out. He suggested that he appoint some men to do the same thing, so they could listen to the problems that people brought to them, and they could give a decision, a wise decision. Moses did this, and it worked. Now, there's no need to wonder why God didn't tell Moses to do this sooner. Fact of the matter is, Moses' father-in-law came to him with the advice, and he listened, and he sorted out the details. Be patient with people. Be patient with them. But do not think for a moment that one person can do all of the listening. I can't. You can't. But I will tell you something, that together we can. We can listen. And sometimes that's all people need, is a listening ear. Fix it. Don't try to fix it. Unless someone comes to you with a very specific problem and they want a solution for that, they want an answer, they want you to help fix something, then don't. Don't imagine that you have to fix something. Most people have the answers to their problems themselves. They need someone to listen to them. They don't need someone to fix things. If something is obvious, it will be obvious to you. And you can work with them. One of the worst things in the world you can do is to fix everyone's problems for them. So, how open are you to people? How available are you? One of the things that I've learned is that listening to people is work. You're giving someone your time and your attention. But listening to someone is work. And there may be times when someone speaks to you and the only thing you need to say is there anything else that you would like to talk about? That may be the open door that someone needs. Now, before you imagine that I've gone off my rocker and I've started preaching psychology or anything like that, I have not. The things that I've talked about this morning are biblical-based principles. It's a part of being a part of the body of Christ. It's a part of being who we are, created in the image of God. It's a part of following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and doing some of the things that He would do. So when you think in terms of sparing someone some time, if anyone ever asks you, have you got a minute, give it to them. Because what they really need is perhaps a minute or maybe an hour. Give it to them. Now let me tell you something else when it comes to this business of listening to people. If you have a strong desire to encourage people to obey the gospel, to encourage them to be part of the body of Christ, if you have a very strong desire to do that, one of the best things you can do is learn to listen to people. On the other hand, if you simply want to sway people to your way of thinking, then I would encourage you to study the latest church sales talk. It's out there. There's plenty of it out there. But if you're genuinely interested in people, if you're interested in evangelism, listen to people. Listen to people. You'll be surprised what they tell you. And you'll be surprised how fast you'll make a friend if you're willing to listen. If you really want to have some influence in someone else's life, be willing to listen to them. I'm trying to learn how to do that. I'm trying to learn how to do that. One of the best ways to find an opportunity to present the gospel message of salvation to someone is to listen to them. It works. It works. You'll have an opportunity at some point in time, you'll have an opportunity to tell people about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You'll have an opportunity to tell them about salvation. You'll have an opportunity to tell them about what's in the Bible if you'll listen to them. If you won't listen to them, they will not give you that opportunity. People will be surprised when they find out just how simple the message of Christ is. The message of the cross. Simply put, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They'll be surprised how simple it is. How uncomplicated it is. And once you've listened to them, they'll be open to listening to you. Now that's the lesson this morning. A very simple lesson. My only encouragement is that let's strive to do better listening. Let's strive to do a better job of listening right here. Let's stand and sing our song of encouragement, please.